Well, it's fascinating day, isn't it? We only seem to play in exciting days at the moment. Good toss to win, good overhead conditions, and we bowl really well. McGough and Shahzad and young Robinson, only his second first class debut, second first class appearance, were outstanding. But fortunately, young Hobbs, he didn't have his best of days. He's only in his first year as a professional, and he struggled a little bit. But you know, we thought we'd done well at lunch. Could have been had him a little bit more down. And then, obviously, we suffered the injury to Shahzad, and he wasn't able to take any part in the game from there. And that really hurt us. And we've obviously struggling, really. We're relying on Mags and Ollie Robinson. And they've probably got 50 runs too many, really. 180, I think, if we'd have continued what we were doing in that morning session, we'd have hoped to have bowled them out for 180, 200. Probably feel they've got 60 more than they should do. But conditions are a bit different this evening, and etc. So it's all about an intriguing day tomorrow.
What is the injury to Ajmal Shahzad?
Oh, he just damaged a pec muscle. He wasn't able to bowl in that first innings, but equally, we've just got to be careful now. We don't, you know, make it worse and tear it completely. We'll know more tomorrow where he is, whether he'll be able to bowl in the second innings or not.
As soon as he did it, he walked off, Mark. He was obviously aware it was something quite serious.
Yeah, he felt it at lunchtime. So he had some treatment on it and hoped to be able to go and bowl then, but he obviously felt it and then came off.
You spoke about the wicket that Sussex asked Middlesex about. What was it about the track that made that decision, Fred?
It had a bit of live grass on it, a bit greener. Obviously, the groundsman hasn't had the weather that he had into the Worcester game. So there was a little bit more there for the bowlers. And equally, the overheads were quite good, weren't they? I think if it had been like it is now, you might have thought about batting, because balls indent a little bit, might get a bit more up and down and verbal as it goes along. So the goal is obviously to get, first of all, level, and then get past them, get a lead, and hopefully set us up for the second innings.
Good to see Mike Yardy back in the side and opening the batting as well.
Yeah, I think general feeling was, well, the captain felt, he's quite happy to bat anywhere, Ed. He bats where he feels the team is going to benefit the most from having him. And he felt for Yards to open, he's opened for many years, and for him to be four would be the best route. And feel a bit for Yards, they didn't play and miss once, and the first ball he gets remotely wrong, he hits him on the pad and he's out. But that's the game, isn't it?
And terrific to see him back as well, and also catching in the slips. I mean, I thought the catching was excellent today.
Yeah, look, it's a crucial part of the game. We saw that in the Worcester match, and Yards, you know, anybody can drop them, as we always talk about, but he's a specialist, and the odds are more in his favour than some others, and especially the second one was a special catch.
Coming back to Ajmal, batting tomorrow, Mark, do you think, would he be okay to bat?
I hope so, we'll see. And that's the most important thing, isn't it? So, but we'll see. And as I said, the moment's all about the batting. And you know, we hope tomorrow's the best day to bat. That's what we'll be hoping. And we'll see where that gets us.
I need to ask you about Peter Moores, Mark. I mean, what do you make of the England situation?
Well, look, first of all, it's sad for Pete as a human being. He's an outstanding person, isn't he? And you feel for him going through what he's gone through in the last few days of all the speculation. Probably not nice for him to be put through that.
And some pretty harsh words, people like Alex Stewart today saying they feel he's been treated very badly.
Well, as I say, it's probably one of those things in hindsight would have been handled differently. You media people, you know, you're at a story all the time trying to drag it out, and obviously somebody's leaked it, and before it was done in a proper way, so I'm sure the ECB are looking at how that's happened. But as I say, I just feel for Pete as a person.
And a year ago, of course, Mark, you were interviewed for the job. Any suggestions this time around, or any communication at all?
Like you said, it is in that sense, isn't it? At the moment, you know, all the talks about a big international coach, isn't it? Goalposts seem to have moved.
Yeah, and it's disappointing to us to a degree.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. That's the first thing. Look, myself and others will think, you know, their CV stack up. But you know, the press play a part, don't they, in governing public opinion.
Would you be expecting to hear something, though, Mark? I mean,
I honestly don't know. I mean, there's so much happening in English cricket at the moment, isn't there? So much change, so much rumour and everything. I don't know at the moment. As I say, we're involved in a game here. I'm worried about what Ajmal's pec's like, and we've got to get Hobbsy back on the track, having had a difficult day today, and get another 200 runs, 250 runs type of thing.